Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It felt like the dawning finally happened. The dawning of the era, the dawning of a new season, the dawning of the Aaron Rodgers Jet era started on a Thursday night against New England. That was the first game. The New England Patriots, who've owned this franchise for years, come into that building that they've dominated the Jets in. And the Jets show up and put forth an offensive performance. And it wasn't like the greatest offensive performance, but it was an offensive performance that this team hasn't seen, a level of quarterback play. Rodgers was bouncing around. Rodgers looked great. It was a beautiful night to be a New York Jet fan. They finally had that moment, and it felt like it was just beginning. And you bookend it with the end against the New England Patriots. And that team going down the field to beat you. Jacoby Brissett ending your season. Scoring, having Rodgers come down the field, give you one last meaningful touchdown in this otherwise meaningless season. Giving you that score. Followed by the delay of game on the two-point conversion attempt and then failing on the two-point conversion attempt, but giving you a five-point lead with 3 minutes left. Forcing Jacoby Brissett to have to go down the field and put it in the end zone. Field goal is not going to beat you. And this defense allows that drive. Two fourth quarter touchdown drives against Jacoby Brissett and the New England Patriots to end your season and possibly the entire hope of an Aaron Rodgers, New York Jet marriage that was going to transform this organization. It might have ended. I don't know what next year brings. It might have ended today. It might have ended yesterday. And to have it bookended where it opened against the Patriots, opening night, closing night, just a few weeks apart, is so embarrassing and so unbelievable to me that it's truly hard to fathom. It's hard to put into words how devastating this loss is and how ugly this loss is and what a low point of a franchise filled of them. I mean, I think you could really argue. I think you could argue this is the most disappointing season in Jet history. Like, you could argue it. Again, I haven't been around for all of them. I'm not a Jet fan. I don't take them as personally as Jet fans do. There are disappointing ends. There are ugly seasons. There are moments where there's a season not that long ago where you won a game against the Rams and the win upset you. And whenever you get wins, miracle victories that ruin your year and make you feel like this is worse than losing, that's always a bad year. And the Jets have had multiple of those. But the promise of what this season could have been and what it actually is and how ugly it's gotten and how it's gotten worse and worse every week, every decision seems like the wrong one. Firing the coach was a disaster. It started with the trade for Hassan Reddick. That ended up being a disaster. Firing the coach is a disaster. Bringing in Davante Adams hadn't helped. I mean, that rousing speech he gave really rallied the troops this week. It's a good thing he spoke up, changed everything. But, I mean, this falls in line with one of the more embarrassing, accumulation of talent that ends up being nothing more than, you know, many, unlike the sport has ever seen. Like, there have been more talented teams who haven't achieved their goals, but dead by Halloween? A group led by, and a roster projected to do this well, and a team with this much talent on it, dead by Halloween? I don't know if there's a more embarrassing season in Jet history, and that is saying something. Unbelievable.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.